After a bruising presidential runoff in Brazil, some supporters of President Jair Bolsonaro are still making claims on social media that the election was stolen. And Brazil's electoral authorities are trying to clamp down on disinformation. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
This week, Brazilians had a day off to celebrate National Republic Day. Most hit the beach. But some diehard supporters of far-right President Jair Bolsonaro, donning fatigues, marched in front of Rio de Janeiro's downtown army headquarters, calling for the military to save the nation. They joined many who've been camping out here since October 30th, when Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was declared the winner of the presidential runoff. The former president and leftist won by less than 2 percentage points. With the Brazilian flag draped over her shoulders, 63-year-old Irma Linda Gonçalves says she came out to defend her country. The election was stolen, she insists. But people won't hear about that, she says, because everyone is being censored in Brazil.
Tem ministro chamado Alexandre de Moraes, que ditador, miserável, que
by one man, Minister Alexandre de Moraes. He's a dictator, a miserable man, she says. De Moraes is Brazil's top election official. Before the election, as the country faced an unprecedented onslaught of online disinformation, he was granted new special authorities to order disinformation and fake news off the internet.
The court was under the highest degree of pressure and threat in its history, or at least in the last 40 years or so.
Conrado Hubner, a constitutional law professor at the University of Sao Paulo, says the electoral court had to get creative to control the amount of hate speech circulating in Brazil. Those powers now extend through to Inauguration Day, January 1st, with the electoral court removing social media posts referring to unfounded conspiracies about voter fraud.
Se a gente tinha alguma dúvida que a censura ia continuar após as eleições e que ela ia piorar.
This is one of Brazil's most popular podcasters, Bruno Ayube, better known as Monarque on Rumble, complaining about censorship. Last week, he had his YouTube channel with nearly 4 million subscribers deactivated. Along with Monarque, two other Congress members with millions of followers were kicked off platforms for encouraging election deniers. Ali Funk is a researcher at Freedom House, a U.S. non-governmental group promoting free speech. She says governments around the world are grappling with how to fight disinformation while preserving free speech.
Democracy always works best when you have more people in the decision-making process. A diversity of views is essential for functioning democracy.
For now, Brazil's top election official, Alexandre de Moraes, isn't backing down. He says he did what he had to do to save democracy.
A democracia foi atacada. A democracia foi desrespeitada. A democracia foi aviltada, mas a democracia sobreviveu.
Speaking to a group of Brazilian business leaders in New York this week, he says democracy was attacked and disrespected, but it survived. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.